Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Students in Julie Feyerisen's third grade classroom are growing in a very healthy way this school year. It's thanks in part to something called a tower garden in the classroom. The tower garden is a 6-foot pillar which uses aeroponic technology to grow plants indoors using water and no soil. On this episode of the Supercast, we head inside Ms. Feyerisen's classroom to see the tower garden. There we celebrate a successful harvest and taste some of the healthy produce students planted as part of their lesson in sustainable gardening. Let's start by visiting with some students.
So would you like some carrots just by themselves?
What's your name?
Patty.
So you've got your eye, you're next at the table here. Do you know what you want to have put on your salad?
Olives?
Yeah. I put olives on my pizza. You put it on your salad, huh?
Yeah. I don't like it on my pizza.
You don't? What do you like on your pizza?
Cheese.
Cheese? Oh, we're talking about salad, not pizza, so I shouldn't go down that way.
Yeah.
All right. Did you grow some of these?
I grew this one.
You grew that one. What is that?
It's lettuce.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, they're apple bits. Do you normally put apples on your salad?
Yeah.
What do you have your eye on here?
The tomatoes.
I don't know what those are.
They look good.
Yeah. I brought them.
Oh, did you? So were you each assigned different salad ingredients?
No, you just bring whatever you wanted.
Oh, I see.
Or you didn't have to bring anything if you didn't want.
There you go. What else would you like?
Yes, some sugar snap peas.
We got some
there
sugar snap peas there. Three varieties of carrots. Four varieties of carrots, it looks like.
You like some of these? Okay, there you go.
So were the kids assigned to bring something?
They just brought their favorite salad topping.
Favorite salad
yes.
topping.
So it was cute to see what they brought.
Yeah.
Like, oh yes. I tried this, the Asian sesame, and some brought dressing. They just kind of brought a variety of things, and it worked out well.
What's your name?
Haley.
Mm-hmm. I see from your shirt that you believe in unicorns. Do you also believe in salads?
Yeah.
Do you eat salads at home?
I do.
Tell me what you decided to put on your salad.
I decided to put some carrots, cucumbers, and apples.
Yeah. And what type of lettuce is this? Did you grow this yourself?
Yeah.
Does that make it look better to you to eat since you grew it?
Yeah.
Do you normally grow vegetables at your house?
No.
So you got to do something in class you've never done before?
I did.
Yeah, that's cool. Hattie, I see that you have chosen to eat your olives first.
I chose that because I like olives.
Yeah, so I saw you put your salad together, put the olives on top, came to your desk, and went right for the olives. Mm-hmm. And now the rest of the salad's on its own. I saw you like croutons, too. I was talking to a classmate of yours, and they're not a big fan. You like them, though.
I like to eat them plain.
Plain? Just straight out of the bag?
Yeah.
Really?
Because then they still taste fresh, like croutons.
That's a good idea. Do you pour any dressing into the bag or just straight up?
Just straight out.
Okay. Did you grow the lettuce?
I grew the kale.
You grew the kale. And you grew the kale. And you told me your sister's name is Kale?
Mm-hmm.
Is she named after the vegetable or is the vegetable named after her?
The vegetable is named after her.
Well, that's a nice honor for her. Is it good? Is it kind of bitter or did it taste...
Yummy.
It tastes yummy. Okay, I'm going to try the kale. I don't eat a lot of kale, but you've convinced me. That looks like quite a salad.
Yep, it is.
Does it taste pretty good?
Mm-hmm. It does.
You look like someone who's eaten a salad before.
Yes, I have. And I love salad.
You love salad?
I love salad.
What type of dressing do you normally prefer?
Italian dressing, but there wasn't any. So
did you go with the ranch, it looks like?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried Green Goddess?
No.
Give it a go. If only for the name, you should try Green Goddess dressing if you're a salad fan.
Okay.
All right. So talk me through your salad here. What do you got on here?
I have apples, lettuce, peas, tomatoes, carrots, croutons, avocado. Wait, did I say apples? And,
it's so much it's hard to keep track of. You really put together a nice salad.
And then cucumbers.
That's a very good variety for someone your age. I know lots of kids in third grade who would eat fewer vegetables rather than more, so that's really good work.
Now, if we had any pickles, I'd go for the pickles.
Oh, I love pickles. Do you put pickles on a salad?
No, I don't. No.
Just on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a good pickle. Do you eat like a big whole pickle or slices or what?
Well, my dad normally makes pickles.
He makes them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, no wonder you like them. Homemade pickles.
Well, we have like maybe... Well, I don't know how much in each jar, but maybe like 20 in each jar pickles.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We have circle ones, and we have like sliced ones. We have a lot of them. And then we have a lot of salsa, and we have a lot of jam.
So it sounds like you guys grow a lot.
Oh, yeah. We have a big yard, and we grow a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Wow. That's very impressive. Well, when you grow them, you tend to appreciate them and like eating them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother would probably say the same, because he's right over there.
Who?
My brother.
Oh, your brother's in class with you.
My twin.
Your twin. Oh, and you know what? He's not back at his desk yet. He's probably piling his plate high with a wide variety of vegetables just like you did.
Probably.
Wow. That is impressive work, I have to say. That's really awesome. And I keep interrupting your salad so you don't even have a chance to eat it. Oh, and you've got some good croutons. Do you guys grow croutons at home?
No, but we make them.
But you you do make them, really? Wow. Do you make the bread that they come from, or do you buy the bread?
Well, my mom likes making bread.
Oh my gosh, you make the bread, and then you make the croutons to put on all the stuff you've grown.
Yeah.
Megan, you are quite impressive, as is your family.
Thank you.
It's very nice talking with you. Did you grow this lettuce here?
Well, I did get this. I think this is my lettuce.
Okay.
Right over there.
You can tell your lettuce from the other lettuces.
Yeah,
all right.
It's light green.
It's the light green lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it on the tower there? I'd like to try some Megan lettuce.
On the back.
On the back?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll give it a try.
Okay.
I'll let you get back to your salad.
Okay.
Thank you, Megan. Okay, I'm going to try my salad here.
Okay, good.
This is as fresh as a salad gets. I picked it right off of the tower. Oh, my goodness. It is very tender and crisp. It tastes great.
Good.
It tastes great.
Yes.
Stay with us. When we come back, Ms. Feireisen talks about how she has incorporated the Tower Garden into all her lessons and why students love it.
It is one of the most prestigious academic achievement programs available for high school students, and we're proud to say it's coming back to Jordan School District. We're talking about the International Baccalaureate IB program, which will be located at West Jordan High School. The IB program supports personal and academic achievement for students at the very highest level. IB diploma courses take place during a student's junior and senior year in high school. All sophomores are invited to consider the IB program for next year. There are no prerequisites for IB, and interested middle school students can start preparing now. Students with the IB diploma have a better chance at getting into some of the most prestigious universities in the world. For more information or to find out if your teen is a good candidate for IB, visit ib.jordandistrict.org or call West Jordan High School.
Here with Julie Feireisen, third grade teacher at Monta Vista Elementary, who has had kids growing the elements of a salad on a tower garden, and it is really stunning when you walk in. It's obvious learning is happening constantly in this classroom, and this is just one element of learning, and it's a delicious element. I'm eating a salad that was prepared by the kids, a salad picked right off of the tower that they grew. It's fantastic. Tell me about this project and what made you want to start this and what it's been like for the kids.
Oh, good question. And by the way, thank you for coming. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I am a firm believer in active learning and also in the mind-body connection, and that how what we feed our bodies affects how we learn and how we just move forward in our day, in our lives. And so when the kids see things growing, they see green things growing, where things are actually how they're supposed to look and the color that is living. And it just makes such a difference when they can actually see it happening and then put it into their bodies and see the correlation between the mind and the body, and knowing that that's what makes such a difference. Like, we move a lot in my classroom. We do a lot of active learning, but it's also like what goes in to help them, their minds really take in all of their learning.
When they grow something that they have probably just expected to have placed on their table previously, do you think it changes their perspective about the world around them and where food comes from and how hard people have to work to provide everything that they have?
Absolutely. Yes, it does create a different perspective, and it also makes them eat it. Like, I've had students who do not eat salads, do not eat green things, actually eat things off of the Tower Garden because they have been in that process. They've partnered with that process of growing something and knowing that they're eating what they grew. So yes, and yes, seeing that it does do have a difference of where they actually get their food. I mean, they just grew something and they just ate it, and it makes my heart so happy to see so many kids eating a salad, you know.
Yeah. Well, I talked to a number of kids in line waiting for their salad. They don't normally eat salad, but they were piling their plate high. And not only that, but it gives them this sense of efficacy. I put in effort. I'm patient. I do what I know works. And I feel this sense of accomplishment. There's a connection between my effort and results.
And they'll eat it, and I've had parents actually thank me, saying, now my child eats more vegetables because they had an experience with it. So they had an experience growing their own vegetables and eating them straight from the tower, straight from just fresh.
Now, describe that tower for those who are listening. It's a white tower. There are spots where you can grow plants from. And is it aeroponic? Is that right?
It is. It's aeroponic. It's a tower garden that does not need soil, or it doesn't need a ground. It just needs a vertical space. And so it's an aeroponic vertical growing garden. And so the students, about 5 weeks ago, that's the cool thing, about 5 weeks ago, they planted, and now that's what they have. And there are different slots where you could put different things. We grew basil, we grew thyme, and we grew three different types of lettuces. We grew kale, we grew chard, and I even saw some students who had kale and chard on their plates.
I did see kids with chard. Having kale on your plate in third grade is an accomplishment all its own.
I know. It was... Oh, it just is, it again makes my heart happy. I love it.
I'm sorry to be eating and talking at the same time, but I cannot resist this tender, crisp lettuce.
Know,
it really is delicious. It really is delicious. So it's also lit up. There are lights mm-hmm. turned on. Do those lights stay on 24/7?
No, they stay on for about 14 hours a day. And they're on a timer. And the water is also on a timer, so there's a base for the Tower Garden that you fill up with water and you put the Tower Tonic in, so the nutrients for the plants. So the pump, there's a pump at the bottom of the base for the water, and it actually just pulls the water up and then rains the water down on the roots. So
wow.
If we were to pull some of those plants out, we just pull for a long time and see these roots just come out of this Tower Garden because they've been growing for so long, and it's really neat to see how they've grown. And it's That's how it works.
What are some of the things that kids learn from this experiment?
So we do math, and of course it's science, and we also do a lot of writing with it. So they have been tracking their plant and measuring their plant since it was planted as a seedling, and then they've also been writing about it. And it's just neat for them to see this transformation that has happened using all of that curriculum, all of those different pieces, bringing it into one thing, and also help, of course, for their bodies and their minds. So it's really an all-inclusive experience for them, and it's been really fun.
There are so many layers to it, so much to learn, and great connections that you're able to make through this activity. I can't tell you how impressed I was. These kids obviously are super engaged. They're loving it, and it was a great salad on top of that. So keep up the great work. I love the experience you're giving these kids. I'm sure that they're going to say many years from now, remember when Mrs. FireEisen had us grow lettuce and salads, and that's why I'm here at the Sizzler Salad Bar today.
Yay!
Well,
it's
thank
so
you.
Great.
Thank you so much for your time. It's really been nice getting to know you and your class, and enjoy the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. What a treat for you to come. Thank you.
It was a great chance to visit.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.